We have a really interesting account in today's gospel. It's an account that raises a lot of questions in my mind. But we have the apostles, they're out at sea. They're caught in the middle of this storm. Waves are crashing against their boat. You know, they're going against the wind. It's the middle of the night. And then they look up, and who do they see? Jesus walking on the water. It's like, why did he decide to do that? You know, but of course, the apostles are terrified until Christ calls out to them. It's me. And Peter, of all things, and this is another question I had, what was going on in Peter's mind that led him to say, Lord, if this is you, call me out onto the water? I don't know about you, but I would be one of the 11 apostles in the boat. You know, I'd be thinking, okay, it's our Lord, we're going to be fine, I'll just stay right here. But Peter doesn't think that. He's like, Lord, if you're out on the water, call me out to step on the water too. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Peter was appointed as our first pope. Because he was willing to follow Jesus wherever he went. And if our Lord was out walking on the water, then Peter would say, Lord, I want to be out there too. Call me out onto the water. And for a brief time, while he kept his focus on Christ, he did walk on the water. One of the things I think we can reflect on from today's gospel is that you can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. You can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. So what does that mean, practically speaking, to get out of the boat and to walk on water? Well, for us to enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and for us to really have an authentic life of prayer, beyond just reciting prayers from rote memory, means that we actually enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we have to relinquish control. And if we're going to be in an authentic relationship, we have to allow somebody else to take the steering wheel in our life. You know, if we're going to say Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives, we have to allow him to be the Lord of our lives and to allow him to direct our decisions. And the hard thing about prayer isn't just taking the time to pray, and it's not just the words that we say. The hard thing about prayer is there's a risk. When we enter into a relationship, we don't know what our Lord is going to ask of us or what he's going to call us to do. There's a risk when we enter into that relationship that he might call us in a direction that we don't expect. But we have to make an act of trust that it's better for him to be driving than for us. And so, practically speaking, what do we mean by stepping out onto the water? We have to relinquish control and allow Jesus Christ to govern our lives. And there's risk in that. So what are some practical examples as to how this could play out? Well, for young people, it plays out in our vocation. A vocation is a calling from God. And every one of us has a vocation. Our Lord is calling every one of us to some purpose in this life. He's created us for a purpose. And so many young people, as they grow up, going through high school and college, they'll ask themselves the question, what do I want to do? Do I want to be a doctor? Do I want to be a lawyer? Do I want to be a teacher? Do I want to get married? Do I want to stay single? But that's not the question that a Christian asks. What a Christian asks is, Jesus Christ, what do you want me to do with my life? We relinquish control, and we put that in our Lord's hands. And maybe he'll call some of the young men in our parish to the priesthood. He might call them to be the ones who distribute Jesus Christ's mercy and his healing power to people who are suffering and in need in this world, and to feed his flock. For some people, he might be calling some of our young people to the religious life, to take the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and conform their lives to the life of Jesus Christ in a radical way. Some he may be calling to marriage, some to the single life, but he has a call for each one of us. And it might be a very different direction than we think we would want to go in our lives. But the lesson from today's gospel is get out of the boat, get out on the water, step out into the unknown and follow the call of Jesus. You know, for some of us, Jesus Christ might be calling us to witness to somebody in our lives who needs to hear about the love of Jesus Christ. And oftentimes I think Catholics will want to step back and not say anything about our faith. it's an uncomfortable thing for many of us to talk about. And so we might say, well, I'll definitely pray for that person. You know, I'll say some prayers, but I'm not going to say anything to them. Well, maybe Jesus Christ is calling you. Maybe you're the person that needs to be speaking to this person and to tell them about faith or to ask them what's going on. And yeah, it could be an awkward situation and there could be a lot of fear in that because we have to put that relationship on the line and we don't know how they're going to react. But maybe Jesus Christ is calling you to witness to somebody in your life. And that requires stepping out into the unknown, stepping out of the boat onto the water. For some of us, Christ could be calling us to some form of apostolic work that we haven't been involved with before, whether it's St. Vincent de Paul, or whether it's working with the heroin epidemic in our community, or whether it's working with people with special needs. But our Lord calls us in directions that we may not expect or anticipate. In the sacrament of marriage, our Lord calls married couples to be open to life. You know, perhaps it's time for some of the married couples to be open to life and to remember the vows that they made with their marriage. Too many Catholics in our country use contraception and they prevent the kids that the Lord wants to bless them with from coming into existence. And they're not open to the gift of life. And they violate their marriage vows. Because when each married couple in the church made their vows before God and before the church, priest or deacon asked them, will you accept children lovingly from God? Married couples make that vow. You know, perhaps our Lord is calling some of us to be more open to that promise that they made and to live out their marriage vows fully and to be open to life. Life is a blessing. And, you know, when a married couple, when they bring life into the world, you know, no father and mother looks at their child and says, oh, I really wish you never came into the world. You know, mothers and fathers look at their children with love and they see the incredible gift that that child brings. But it requires great generosity and oftentimes a lot of sacrifice on the part of parents. They need to remember their marriage vows and step out of the boat into the water. You know, the bottom line is following Jesus Christ is never comfortable. We can never just stay back in the boat and say, okay, we're safe. Our Lord's not going to ask us to do anything. The reality is following Jesus Christ involves risk and it involves sacrifice because very often our Lord calls us to places that we would never go and he calls us in directions that we don't expect. But if we're comfortable, we're not living out that call and we're never going to walk on water unless we get out of the boat. So our message today is to listen to the voice of Jesus, to let go of the control we want to have on over our lives, and to step out on the water, trusting that our Lord will bring us to places that we never would have expected. But with that trust, we know that he has a plan for our life, and if we follow him, great things will happen.